you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, hey, Zarin.
Oh, hey. What are we doing here?
You know what's ridiculous?
I do, actually. Okay, you ready for this one? You know John, who owns Garfield?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the cartoon,
not personally,
the
but I'm aware of him.
Yeah. So there is a fan theory that he killed his best friend to keep his dog, Odie. Yeah, I know, right? It's wild. So
continue. I need more. Give me
so
more.
So John has his best friend, this dude named Lyman, right? And Lyman owns Odie the dog. And this is like in the 80s, in 83, all of a sudden, Lyman disappears from the comic strip. So fans start coming up with this theory that he's in the basement and that John has basically taken his friend, put him in the basement so he can have his dog. Now, the cartoon show of Garfield actually decided to answer this question because it had become such a like whispered fan moment mm-hmm. that they determined, well, the cartoon show decides to depict what happened to Lyman. They have him go down to the Amazon as a natural photographer, and he just disappears while looking for a mythological creature. So like, did Chupacabra eat Lyman? We don't know. But the whole point is John is definitely not amongst us. Or sorry, Lyman is definitely not amongst us.
Okay, I need to have one question answered, and sure. I'm really serious about this. Uh-huh. Where does Kathy come into all that?
Ack! I would say she and John always seem like they should have been dating.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's like you read one comic, you read another, like, why can't these two kids just make it work?
I know.
How do we get them together? Mary Worth, what can you do about this?
Luann, come on in.
Yeah, Luann, shake it up. We need some teenage energy. Maybe them family circus kids can get this to happen in some chaos.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
You win.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You want to know what else is ridiculous?
How do I?
Getting drunk.
Uh-huh.
Stealing a plane.
Uh-huh.
Flying said plane into New York City.
Ooh, I love
landing
this.
It on the street.
Wait.
Oh, and doing it twice.
Yes. So who's my new favorite hero?
You'll find out. Elizabeth Dutton, and he, you can see him, look over there, he's Zarin Burnett.
You can't prove that.
And this is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. The story I have for you today, Zarin,
mm-hmm.
was suggested to us by our Instagram pal, Sarah Reeves.
Oh, thank you, Sarah Reeves.
She really came through here. Big thanks to Sarah Reeves. She also has some cute dogs as her Instagram profile picture.
Nice.
It's very rad, very on brand for the
show
Rude Dudes.
She was definitely a fan of the dogs.
Yeah, Rude Dudes, in effect. I do have to say that we get tons of crime suggestions, mm-hmm. and that's amazing. We have what we call the big board here at Ridiculous Crime Headquarters. And as you know, because you're there, we pin up all the ridiculous crimes that we plan to tell on the podcast. I got to tell you something, that board is crowded right now.
Oh, it's stacked. Yeah. It's just a bunch of madness all stacked together with pins. And
mm-hmm. And we do. We have that team of interns. Mm-hmm. They're just a bunch of dogs wearing sunglasses and tank tops, but they're interns.
Competent group.
Unpaid. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who answer all the emails and the DMs. Did you know that?
I did not.
I hope they're not being offensive. They're always on their phones, like eating beef jerky, dancing to the music of Glenn Frey. I can't get them to really get any work done. Anyway,
I can't get them to listen to Joe Walsh. I'm like, please, for the love of God.
They got the Smuggler's Blues. What am I going to say? So we get a lot of crime suggestions. And then, like I said, this is one of them, and it's fantastic. So I want to kick this off with a little question for you, Hotshot. Saren, have you ever flown a plane? Do you like Gladiator movies?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
That's multiple questions. Have you ever flown a plane?
Okay. No, I have never flown a plane. Thus far, people have been wise enough to keep me away from the cockpit. And I would if mm-hmm. given a chance. Mm-hmm. And I've never criminally made this occur because, you know, I've been tempted a couple times, I won't lie. But thus far, no. And I'm hoping to change that.
Okay. So you're like an aviation guy. Did you have a flight simulator computer program when you were a kid?
Oh, you know I did.
Did you
Come
own a
on,
bomber
now.
Jacket?
Me and my neighbor across the street, Jay, we would play a lot of these types of games. And so we would be like comparing flight simulator and then coming up with like, oh, you got to do this run. And like, yeah, we were like aviation geeks. And my friend Ted, we would go to Air Force bases to go to air shows and like crawl mm-hmm. all around the planes and imagine ourselves. So for a long time, I've wanted to be up in the wild blue yonder. Gotcha. And thus far, only gravity and the law have kept me from it.
It was like, so yeah, you're there are a lot of aviation people super into it. I don't really care either way.
What?
The caveman part of my brain still can't get with the whole flying in the air thing.
Really?
Well, I just try not to think about it. Like I can get into a big old plane, a big one.
Okay, yeah.
But the idea of like...
Why does a big plane work, like, make more sense to you?
I don't know. A lot of money went into it, so it's got to be all right. But those little ones that they build themselves, or little scoot arounds in the air,
People don't build the little plane. I mean, they build the lighter than air ones, but not like...
Cessnas are made out of balsa wood.
They're not
by
like kit cars.
Yeah, they are. Okay. Some people are all about that flight life. But you know, here's the thing. Like I joke... These people know what they're doing.
Yes.
So, you know, just to put that out there. But piloting a plane, equal parts technical skill and art. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
There's an art to it. I want to tell you about a man who had that skill and that art.
Ooh.
An artiste.
Lay it on me, sister.
He also sprinkled a good helping of ridiculousness over the whole thing.
Our kind of guy.
Let's talk about Thomas Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Tommy Fitz.
Tommy Fitz, good nickname.
Like, I'm not giving him that nickname. That's what people called him.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy Fitz.
If your name is Tommy Fitzpatrick, I'm calling you Tommy Fitz.
Yeah, Tommy Fitz, born in New York City, NYC, Big Apple, 1930.
Nice.
So got that down. When he was like 14 or 15, he lied about his age and he enlisted to fight in WW2.
I like it. Good Irish lad. Yeah.
He served in the Marine Corps mm-hmm. in the Pacific Theater. Mm. And not just like hanging around peeling potatoes. He was in combat.
That's some brutal fighting out there.
Can you imagine being 15 and like in crazy combat in like Guadalcanal?
Yes, because I was 15.
Oh, that's right. You were. And you were there.
No, but as a 15-year-old boy, we all think that, oh, I could totally do this. So as a 15-year-old, yes, I can't imagine putting myself in that situation.
And I think 15-year-old boys probably too, like have, because of that inflated sense of confidence, mm-hmm. you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, so that's,
why,
I think, a big we just secret.
Need to lower the enlistment age then. Start them early.
Don't think that's the answer.
So back to Tommy Fitz. He was honorably discharged from the Marines in 1949.
Okay.
And then he turned around and he joined the Army and served during the Korean War. And it was there that he received a Silver Star and a Purple Heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Got injured, huh?
And let me tell you about what he did. Quote, I know you love the quotes.
I do.
During a strategic withdrawal, Corporal Fitzpatrick noticed a wounded officer about 100 yards forward of his position. In attempting a rescue, he and a companion were seriously wounded. Corporal Fitzpatrick, despite severe pain and loss of blood, made it back to safety, directed a second successful rescue party, organized and provided covering fire to support the rescue. So he's a badass.
Total badass.
Tommy
I like
Fitz.
It.
1952, the Korean thing.
Yeah, the Korean conflict, Korean War, yeah.
The Korean thing, as it's known in the history books. over. He came back to Jersey, and he got work as a union steam fitter.
Okay.
Good
okay.
union guy. Gotcha. As a side gig, though, he worked as an airplane mechanic at Teterboro School of Aeronautics, and then he also took flight lessons there. So it's kind of a clever thing. He's like, he's working like a hard full-time job during the day.
Yeah.
But I think he was probably getting like free lessons because of the mechanic stuff he was doing.
I like it.
Yeah. So he's lived a serious life and he's in his like early mid-20s, just working hard, playing hard.
As one does when you're in your 20s.
He has a busy on-the-go lifestyle.
Yeah, you're a veteran. You want to shake off all those cobwebs of war.
Let off a little steam, you know. So he's living in New Jersey. But a lot of times he'd go into Manhattan to hang out in Washington Heights where he grew up.
Oh, word.
And he had a wild bunch of friends there and they like to get loose.
What kind of loose are we talking about?
Loose, loose.
Nice.
I want you to picture it.
Take me there.
New York, New York. It's a town. Hell of a
toddling town.
September 29th, 1956.
The Bronx is up and Brooklyn is down.
You, Aaron, you're sitting in a bar in Washington Heights. It's called Joe's. And it's at the corner of 191st Street and St. Nicholas Avenue.
Ah.
So picture it.
Okay, I'm there.
You there? It's you and there's like a bunch of neighborhood guys drinking, shooting pool, sharing raucous stories. Now, there was some sort of bachelor party earlier in the evening and some of these guys then have, like, this is the after party, I suppose. It's getting kind of late. But these guys are a little bit bonkers.
Oh, a bachelor party after party? Yeah, that's going to be loose.
So there's one guy who's there, big husky blonde character, and he starts claiming that he can get from New Jersey to Manhattan in 15 minutes.
That's okay. I don't know New York that well,
me
but I'm
neither.
Thinking that's impossible.
Well, I kind of looked at a map and yeah, I think it'd be difficult what he's saying. That guy, Tommy Fitz.
No, I was wondering. I was wondering if there's going to be another guy like that. He was the Swede, and the Swede was saying. So Tommy Fitz, I like
it. Tommy Fitz. Now, there's another guy at the end of the bar, and he tells Tommy Fitz, buddy, you're full of it.
The naysayer.
Yeah.
Listen, pal, I've heard that kind of talk before.
Get
I'm not going to let it fly.
You get out of town. Tommy was like, want to bet?
Yes.
And the wager was made. So we got a bar bet going on.
You know I love them.
Tommy Fitz hops in his car and drives to New Jersey. Three sheets to the wind, takes to the roads. I'm sure the guys in the bar are thinking he's just going to head home and pass out.
Yeah,
he's like,
we're
watch
not seeing
this.
Him again.
Yeah. But, you know, he's just going to drunk drive his way back to Jersey. It's almost 2 a.m. at this point. So Tommy Fitz, though, he's got other plans, other ideas. He drives to Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. And he heads over to the School of Aeronautics.
So he drives to work.
Drives to work.
Drunk at 2 a.m.
He's had a pilot's license.
Because he's got a bet going. Go on.
He's had a pilot's license for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
He gets to the school and he talks to David Van Dyke Jr. Who's that? That's the son of one of the field operators who's also a part owner of a Cessna.
I was hoping it was going to be like Dick Van Dyke's father's brother.
Yeah, well, maybe. Perhaps.
So Dick Van Dyke's uncle does what?
So Tommy goes up to David Van Dyke Jr. and says, hey, pal, can I borrow that Cessna 140, that sweet Cessna 140 you just built yourself out of toothpicks?
Balsa wood.
He's like, listen, and I'll settle up with your pops in the morning. Like, it's cool. David, what does he say? And I quote, I don't care. Like, that's
like
in
him.
All the stories in the press at the time. I don't care.
Thanks, Junior.
Right. So I think we should talk about the fact that, you know, driving and biking. Flying, all these things, not good when drunk.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to operate heavy or light machinery when drunk. I've been told this numerous times.
Well, you know, aren't there restrictions on pilots about, like, how much they can,
Oh, yeah. I've seen that Denzel Washington movie, Flight. There definitely are restrictions. Otherwise, they fly upside down. Bad things happen.
So you can, you know, you can get a BUI biking under the influence.
That's true.
Have you ever gotten a BUI?
No, I'm too fast.
I've seen people get them.
Yeah, no, I grew up in a biking town, Davis, and that was very common. In fact, they have bike cops who would chase you, and so you get pulled over by a person on a bike.
They're like, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
Light them up. And then, of course, there's the DUI. Now the FUI, can you get a flying under the influence?
I think so.
How does that work? They pull you over?
I think it's a PUI. It's a piloting under the influence.
It's like you're driving, you're flying the plane, and then you look in the rearview mirror on the outside of your plane, there's Snoopy on a doghouse.
On top of a doghouse.
Yeah. I've seen
Got
it.
Got Woodstock, and it looks like Woodstock's looking hard at you.
I
pull
saw
over,
it happen
pal.
Once.
Did you?
Yeah, sure.
How high were you?
I got hit in the head. So we have all these ways that you can get busted, but it's bad. Don't operate machinery while drunk.
Bad business. Bad business. Don't do that.
Let's go back and talk about David Van Dyke Jr.
Yeah, what's up with Jr.?
What's he doing at the airfield in the middle of the night?
I'm thinking he was sleeping there because, like, he was sleeping one off.
Yeah, probably. I think everyone in this story is drunk.
I just assume any story before, like, 1958, assume everyone's drunk.
All ages.
Or on opium.
Yeah. All of the above.
Yeah. Okay. Especially the young ones. I mean, those ones, they're smoking too.
Well, so he's just sitting there and all of a sudden some big boy comes in and is like, give me that plane.
He's like, okay. I don't care.
This is just.
Where's my bottle?
Yeah. So it wasn't even his plane to lend out. That's his dad's plane. And his dad's only the half owner. I don't care.
nice job, fail son.
So Tommy climbs inside the Cessna, starts her up.
He's on the clock. I mean, his
he
bed
has
is.
David. Spin the propeller. And then tells him to stand on the
Contact.
Biplane wing. And then off he flies, takes off in the Cessna. He goes over the Hackensack River and then over Palisades Park.
Okay.
And then over the Hudson River.
Nice. Good order.
I wonder if he could see Hudson University from up there. He flies over Washington Heights, where he grew up, turns around over the Harlem River.
Does a little wing wave.
Yeah. It's now, he's probably like fires off rockets now. It's now just before 3 a.m.
Okay.
And where in the world is this drunken aviator going?
Well, all I know is he had 15 minutes, so he's definitely not winning that bet.
Let's take a break to hear a whole bunch of ads. And then when we come back, we're going to join Tommy Fitz back up in the air.
Is there a flight attendant on this Cessna?
Ding, ding. Springtime is all about fresh air and fresh starts, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Here's why I love it. With the days getting longer and the weather warming up, we're out and about a lot more, and that applies to criminals too. I don't have to worry because Simply Safe blankets my whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. And there are indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over my property day and night. It's not just cameras. Simply Safe has professional monitoring agents who keep watch on your home when you aren't there. Agents can stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning them that they're being recorded and the police are on their way. Sounds great, right? There's no contract, and they offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. So trying Simply Safe is risk-free. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplysafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Okay, welcome back, Zarin.
Oh, hello. Hey, what's up, Elizabeth?
What did you do during the break?
Oh, so I popped onto Depop and I bought a brown leather bomber jacket and a scarf. This whole conversation got me heated.
Loser.
So, what? Kidding me? Wait till you see it. You're gonna be like, man, that guy looks super cool. I bet he was in an imaginary Hollywood war.
He looks like Tommy Fitz. Speaking of which,
nice segue.
Thank you. It should work for local news.
Oh yeah, those smoother than Mercury.
I like when they have to talk about something. Either go from either super happy to sad or vice versa.
Yeah, I like when they go from the car crash to the puppy was born at the zoo today.
The puppy at the zoo?
I don't know.
What kind of budget zoo?
I don't watch local news.
The zoo, a.k.a. the pound.
Puppy, exactly. That's not a zoo, Zarin. Like, that's a puppy mill.
Kids, we're going to go to the zoo today. You just take them to the pound.
My kids, they think this is the zoo. It's the best.
Like, that's the reptile enclosure. No, it's not. That's the dumpster. Okay, anyway, Tommy Fitz. So, Tommy... All right, so thank you. So, well, some we may want to leave in. But... the pound is. Oh my God, we have to keep that part. It's so funny. Anyway, so when we left off, Tommy Fitz was driving drunk, which infuriates me. You know,
well, technically, he was flying drunk, right?
No, he drove drunk. He drove drunk from Washington Heights.
He was still
Heights.
Drunk when he was flying.
Yeah, but we're talking about step by step. Step one.
Okay, step one.
Drive drunk from Washington Heights to New Jersey.
From Manhattan to New Jersey.
Lame.
Bad.
That makes me really mad.
Demerit one.
Yeah. Then he borrows a Cessna 140 and takes off. Okay.
Are we counting that as a demerit?
Yeah. Lame.
Okay. Demerit two.
Loser. And then it's about 7 miles from Teterboro Airport to Washington Heights.
Yeah, you damn right it is.
As the crow flies.
Okay.
According to the measurement tool on Google Maps.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Obviously, driving's going to take longer than, like, you know.
Not the way I drive.
So Tommy, he makes a bet with the guy at Joe's Bar that he can get from Jersey to Washington Heights in 15 minutes, but he doesn't tell him how.
Sure.
So I'm not going to count the time that it took him to get to New Jersey, but like, let's say, I don't know, how long does it take to fly from Teterboro to...
You said it was 7 miles, so it couldn't take long.
Right. He leaves the bar around 2. It's now almost 3, and he's cruising the skies above Manhattan. Tommy surveys the landscape.
Okay.
Looks out there. He's got his, like, silk scarf flapping in the wind. I want you to keep...
Where is the closest airport that I can put this scarf down in?
I want you to keep in mind that the wingspan of this plane is 32 feet.
32 feet,
Now, on an airport, as you were saying, not a big deal.
Yeah.
32 feet. Tommy looks down and he sees St. Nicholas Avenue.
Oh, tell me.
Where the bar was.
Yes.
Streets dark. The city that never sleeps was totally asleep right now.
Not much traffic.
Busted. Wake up, everybody. Tommy begins his descent.
Yes, I'm loving this.
He dips down below the roofline of the apartment buildings on either side of the street, brings the plane down into a smooth landing. 32-foot wingspan sliding into a street that's 60 feet wide.
That's tight. I like this.
Touches down, pulls the plane to a stop, right in front of Joe's bar.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Are you, you're kidding? He stops in front of the bar. He timed it so well. He's like, and cut the engines. Here we are.
Pops out of the Cessna, struts into the tavern, orders a beer just in time for last call.
Oh my God.
Legend. The place goes nuts.
I'm going nuts.
Yeah, you are. I'm watching. The place goes nuts. Then the bar closes and Tommy gets a ride from a friend back to Teterboro to pick up his car.
Wait, he leaves the plane in the middle of the road?
Leaves the plane in the middle of the road.
Take that, Van Dyke.
He runs into Donald Hulse
I don't
at
know
the
him.
Airport.
Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah. Loser.
You just said it all casual. Donald Hulse.
Donald Hulse. You know Don.
Yeah.
Donald is the other owner of the plane.
Ah.
And he does care, unlike David Van Dyke Jr. Where's my plane, Tommy? Tommy's like, yeah, about that. Hulse, outraged.
Do you know how to get around in Manhattan?
So Tommy decides, you know what? I'm just going to head back to Washington Heights and check on my handiwork here. See what's up with the plane. So he pulls up towards Joe and he sees that the plane is still sitting in the middle of the street.
Oh, it hasn't been like stripped, no hubcaps.
It's up on blocks. Oh, yeah. But now it's surrounded by cops and the press.
Oh, okay.
You know, of course.
Naturally.
It's a busy thoroughfare that he has blocked off with the plane. So Tommy tells the cops that he'd come into town for a party the night before and then headed back to Teterboro. And then he was like struck with this sudden desire to fly. Couldn't help it.
Haven't we all been
just
there?
He had an urge. He just had to pop in, borrow a plane, as he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that, well, when he was flying over Manhattan, the engine started to quit on him. And then he tried to radio the airport, but he couldn't get a signal. So he had no chance, no choice but to put her down in the street. But as luck would have it, he landed right in front of the place he'd been partying in earlier.
Officer, I was just trying to save lives. You know, what can I do?
Isn't
here?
Life full of weird coincidences? Yeah. So the cops check the plane.
Mm-hmm.
No engine trouble. No sign of engine trouble. Radio fully functioning.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, come on, Tommy. So Sergeant Harold Behrens of the Police Aviation Bureau, star of Law and Order Aviation, he said at the time that the odds against such a landing were 100,000 to 1.
Does he know how odds work?
No.
Okay.
And that's the artistry we're talking about. There are no odds in artistry.
I just love that. When people come up with odds like that, I'm did you even work? Never mind.
He pulled out a flip chart.
Yeah, exactly.
These
are all the scenarios that I ran through.
I took statistics. The police had to confiscate the Cessna, of course, mm-hmm. since it was evidence. So they dismantled it.
Oh, they didn't just like
fly it away?
No, I was thinking they towed it away.
Like, you know, Don Hulse, come get your... No, well, that's what they did. But they had to take the wings off in order to tow it away.
Okay, gotcha.
So they take the wings off and tow it to Pier 73.
Why didn't they just let him fly it off?
Because
they're cops?
Yeah, losers. They're buzzkills. Don Hulse, and then Van Dyke Sr. Mm-hmm. had to get a release from the DA's office to get their plane back. Because it's like evidence at this point.
Of what?
Like of bad Tommy's parking? Awesomeness?
No, I mean, like, honestly, what is the crime? If they don't say he stole it.
Well, you're going to find out. Tommy gets arrested.
Uh-huh.
There's a crime. There's your ridiculous
what,
crime.
What, littering?
He's charged with suspicion of grand larceny because he didn't really borrow the plane.
Suspicion of grand...
They were suspicious about his story. Reckless airplane driving was one of the charges.
That's not a real charge.
That's going to be a charge you'll see in your life at some point. Improper landing is a charge.
Okay, I've been charged with that.
Yeah, and that's like if I fall down the stairs and a cop appears. They're like, girl.
You park a sailboat on the dock, they're like, improper landing.
And then also flying with an outdated Civil Aeronautics Administration medical certificate.
Wait, what?
I guess like he didn't get his like medical clearance to fly. He had a pilot's license, but
he didn't have his CPR card.
It just sounds like an administrative bureaucratic like way
it sounds
to
like
catch
the
someone.
New York like oh you need to have your cabaret card like they just love these like you
or
need
like
to...
a smog check.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The California version.
California is the smog check on you. Yeah. So. Felony Court Magistrate Edward J. Chapman.
That's a serious name.
Oh, yeah. He's real deal. He sets the bail at $5,000.
See, I could tell right away. Serious kind of guy.
He says he's doing that as a deterrent to other foolish young men who get drunk and fly a plane.
Aren't you a killjoy,
Chapman? There's so many out
Chapman.
There. And they're going to flip through Get Drunk and Fly a Plane Quarterly and
exactly.
see that, like, oh, Tommy Fitz got pinched for that.
Now the kids are going to be doing this everywhere from here to Poughkeepsie.
And the judge says a great many terrible things could have happened.
Yeah, of course.
It
of course,
could have, would have, should have.
I love when people's criminal imaginations are just, like, I don't know. I don't want to say ridiculous because, like, that's what we do. But That's ludicrous. Like, come on, judge. This is not going to that thing.
But I can kind of feel like in my mind, I'm also thinking like all of the absolutely hideous disasters that could have gone down with this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He could have beheaded so many people.
That's where you go with it, beheaded? You're not like you, know he could have like, crashed into a clothesline and gone into an apartment building? Nope.
No.
Could have been lopping off
there
heads.
There could have been a parade of like children.
Where are you going with this?
With clowns. Mm-hmm. And then he's like flying. You know, those 3 a.m. children's parades.
I'm going to have to stop you right there. This is dangerous criminal driving of a metaphor.
Thank you. So I feel relieved that I can let go of that. The grand larceny charge winds up getting dropped a few weeks later because Donald Hulse decides not to
sign
a complaint.
Yeah, they don't press charges. Yeah. Can't be. Okay.
Tommy Fitz, he's fined $100 after being found guilty of landing without a permit.
So he gets a parking ticket. I like
reckless
it.
Reckless operation of a plane.
Okay.
And flying without a medical certificate.
Whatever.
Yeah. So he has his pilot's license suspended for 6 months. No big. He's like, guess what, guys? I'm never flying again. I don't need a license.
Do you think I look like a law abider?
So all's well that ends well, right? Yeah. No.
No?
Let's stop for commerce. And when we come back, I'll let you know how Tommy continued to bring the ridiculous.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So we were in 1956. Mm-hmm. Now in early October of 1958, almost exactly 2 years later, Tommy Fitz gets drunk. Steals a plane, flies from Teterboro Airport, New Jersey,
get out
to Washington Heights in Manhattan, and lands in the middle of the street.
Did someone say, "I don't believe you"? And he's like, "Bet, I'll
That's
be right back."
Exactly what happened.
I totally relate
he's
to this dude.
He's at a different neighborhood bar in Washington Heights, not Joe's. He's drinking. It's about midnight.
Oh, man.
He's totally bragging about this infamous flight. Yes, 2 years later,
as one would.
He's become a local legend with this. He like, is. People see him and they're like, oh, that's Tommy Fitz.
You know what he did, right? You know,
he's amazing.
Lucky Tommy Fitz.
But, like, if you see him get in a car, go hide.
the Lindbergh of Greenpoint.
Another guy in the bar, this guy from Connecticut, he apparently didn't believe Tommy.
Connecticut.
There's just no way that Tommy stole a plane, he
says. Always looking down on New York.
No way he flew it back. This is ridiculous. This is just...
You don't know how we do here. Yeah. Go back to Connecticut.
Tommy didn't like that. He didn't take kindly to
that.
See?
I'm fired up like him.
100%. wanted to prove himself one more time.
Yeah.
Just like you would. So Tommy has the guy from Connecticut, who the papers referred to at the time as the nutmegger.
The nutmegger?
Yeah. Well, isn't it like the nutmeg state or the...
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm thinking like of the soccer term, like when you've been made foolish, when the ball goes between your legs. So I'm like, the nutmegger, very
this
fitting.
This is a nutmeg state of mind. Yeah. So the nutmegger drives him to Teterboro.
Okay.
And they go to the aeronautics school, mm-hmm. just like last time.
Take me to work. We're drunk enough.
So, yeah, but his thing is like, oh, you don't believe me? Drive me. I'm responsible.
I don't have a license anymore.
You're the designated driver. So they go and they look at Donald Hulse's planes one more time. Pick one of those. This time, though, he picks a Cessna 120 that has an even bigger wingspan, a 40-foot wingspan.
Good choice. Excellent
choice.
He's
like, I'm just going to upsize on this one.
Yeah, go bigger.
Supersize it. So he jumps in the plane and he takes off.
Now, does he take the nutmegger with him or he's like, stay here, I'll be back?
I think he left the nutmegger.
Okay.
The nutmegger was all like one lone tear going down his cheek as he watches him fly off into the great blue yonder. So he gets in the plane, takes off, doesn't notify the tower.
Of course.
Doesn't put on his running lights.
It's like flight plan.
No lights. No lights.
I like it.
He's run silent, run deep.
Totally. Thunder Road of the sky.
His own little private blitzkrieg. Doesn't use his radio.
Of course.
Nothing. Just
he threw it out the window.
Safety last. Safety last. So this time, though, he's doing like serious treetop flyer moves.
Mm-hmm.
He's skimming rooftops. It's freaking people out.
Oh, yeah. Getting, I love yeah. this.
Well, he's got a bigger plane this time. Yeah. It's a little bit heavier.
He's drinking equipment. Johnny Walker this time.
So he brings the plane down for a landing mm-hmm. at 187th Street and Amsterdam Avenue.
Isn't that in Harlem?
No, it's still sort of Washington Heights-ish. Okay. It's like six blocks from Joe's.
Okay, yeah. Word.
So the witness statements about his landing are amazing.
I can't wait.
John Johnson, which like, John I Johnson. Love when people do that to their children. Our last name's Johnson, let's name him John.
But that's like John the Third, because it's like John, John, son of John.
Seventh son of the seventh son of John.
We just love that name.
John's cruising by, and he says, quote, I saw something coming down. I didn't know what to imagine. I slammed on my brakes and a plane skidded over the top of my car and made a perfect landing ahead of me. I saw a man get out and run towards St. Nicholas Avenue on 187th Street. I think Tommy was running towards Joe's.
I think so.
Little hair of the dog. Then there's this bus driver. He was at Amsterdam and 191st, so just up the block a bit. He says, I just got into my seat when all of a sudden I heard something that sounded like a large fan, he said. I looked in my rearview mirror and I saw this plane coming at me. He landed alongside of me. The plane hit the ground and bounced 20 feet in the air. I thought he was going to take off again. And then he hit the ground again and taxied down 187th Street.
Just imagining a drunk landing.
Well, I like
landing.
The one guy's like, oh, it was a perfect landing. The other yeah. one's like, dude, that was a mess. Here's the best thing, though. The bus driver goes, God forbid if I ever hit a plane, what could I say at the safety hearing? He's like out of like a sitcom.
Can you imagine he and his like, I'm imagining he's married, he and his wife telling a story and that's his punchline? Like,
no, oh, yeah. Then clink the glasses. So the difference this time is that Tommy didn't head back in for mm-hmm. a drink somewhere. He didn't run to Joe's. He just hightailed it on home. Took off. Witnesses all saw him running away from the scene.
I wonder if the landing scared him, the whole bouncing thing.
It was
like,
close.
He kind of like, you know, frogged his way down the street.
He heard a parade in the distance. Got a little nervous. So the cops arrived and they moved the plane out of the way. It was mm-hmm. in good shape.
They knew what to do this time?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But it was way too much of a coincidence for mm-hmm. them. Especially when they heard a description of the fleeing pilot. Tall, blonde, husky, just
thirsty.
Like before. Thirsty.
So they drove out to Teterboro.
They stopped in Joe's. They called Tommy at home. And they're like, Tommy Fitz.
Hey, Fitz, we're going to need to talk.
You want to come down to the station? He gets there and he tells the press that, you know, I was just in the neighborhood and I heard the cops wanted to talk to me. It's wild.
I think they wanted an expert
and
opinion.
I don't know what they want to talk about. And it wasn't me, whatever it was. The cops tell him, look, we got witnesses. We got your fingerprints. Tommy's like, all right, I did it. Like immediately caves. Yeah. So once again, charged with grand larceny.
He's like, I know the routine. Here's my $100.
He gets a ton of civil aeronautics violations too. So dangerous and reckless operation of an aircraft.
Okay.
Landing within city limits other than in emergency conditions.
Okay.
And flying without a license. Because don't forget, he's like, not doing that again. So the New York Daily News, which had the absolute best coverage of this, of course. They said, Thomas Fitzpatrick, 28, local wrong-way Corrigan, who finds air landing strips where the Port Authority never has built any, admitted yesterday, police say, that he was the hotshot pilot who landed on Amsterdam Avenue near 187th Street early yesterday in a small plane.
Hotshot pilot. Come on.
Daredevil
pilot. Yeah, I like that part. Wrong way Corrigan.
So the magistrate at the arraignment said that he, quote, came down like a marauder from the skies, endangering the lives of hundreds of persons. What if there would have been a parade?
At 3 a.m.
They set the bail at 10 grand this time.
Oh, wow. No more air piracy.
No more. So January 59, so that was October 58, mm-hmm. January 1959, he takes a plea deal and he pleads guilty to the misdemeanor of bringing stolen property into the state.
They're going to get you one way or another.
So the judge, John Mullen, really lets him have it. Mm-hmm. Quote, you do not know when to stop drinking. The last time you paid a $100 fine. If you had been seriously and properly jolted the first time, it's possible this would not have occurred a second time, and maybe you wouldn't be standing here today. There is no doubt in my mind that you were intoxicated and were in a measure dared by a drinking companion when you were in this silly semi-intoxicated condition. So he says you're intoxicated, but then he calls it semi-intoxicated.
Make up your mind, Judge.
Exactly. I'm going to overrule. So Judge Mullen does, though, like he praises Tommy's record. He's like, look.
Oh, as a veteran?
You're a vet. Yeah, you're a good dude.
Judges love that.
He says, you're the best pilot I've ever seen.
Has he seen a lot of pilots in his courtroom?
Donald Hulse says that. The guy who's played, he's like, man, that's the best pilot. That's the best flying I ever did see.
I love this. The original Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah. So the judge winds up sentencing Tommy to 6 months in the workhouse. Yeah, he gets it.
He gets it at the workhouse. Wow.
A couple of weeks later, he's convicted on other charges of drunken flying and sentenced to, so he gets a FUI. He's sentenced to an additional 2 weeks on top of that. And his only comment on this is, quote, it's the lousy drink.
It's the lousy drink. That's it.
Now, the best, there's a column by this guy, Mel Hymer, at the time that he had called My New York. Mm-hmm. And he has this Oh, he has this great write-up of Tommy Fitz where he expresses that, yes, you know, this was a crime, but he had to give it up for Tommy as, quote, the last adventurous man. Let me read you the closing of the column.
I'm into this.
Quote, well, men, they have incarcerated Tom Fitzpatrick. Tell me, please, what is left in life for the rest of us? When the urge comes upon us to go down to the sea again, to the lonely sea and the sky, or to close our ledgers and hunt for the abominable snowman, will they pass a law against us? Tom Fitzpatrick is a criminal, and he rests like a chained cheetah in the pokey, and a little bit of all of us rests with him.
I like it.
Isn't that great?
But it's true. I mean, that adventurous spirit should be celebrated.
Sure.
Nobody got hurt. And this is how we get to the moon, people. You need these crazy daredevil pilots willing to do things like...
That's sort of the ridiculous takeaway here, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You know what side I'm going to land on.
Well, what I keep thinking about is how it was such a different time. Like, no one immediately thought terrorist.
Oh, yeah. This is like, I kept thinking about that. Like, pre-9/11 New York, landing a plane, flying between the buildings. Everyone's
the
just like...
The cops weren't in, like, tactical gear. There wasn't a standoff. So it was like a novelty. You know, it wasn't something terrifying. No one was injured.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, no. It seemed like it was, you know, when people talk about the American rambunctious spirit, and, you know, this is a good example of it, you know? And also the fact that I have to believe that he would not have landed this if there were people out. He would have, you know, realized, like, I can't do this bet. You know, suddenly, say, the crowd, for whatever reason, there's a fire, you know, in an apartment building. And so now the crowd is, you know, thronging in the streets. I don't think he'd go over 8 blocks and land or do whatever. I think he'd recognize. So it seemed to me he got away with it because it fit the moment and it fit that place. And so he was, you know, as you put, there was an art to it, and art requires a reading of a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of him driving around on the roads drunk.
Yeah, I think that's the most dangerous part, to be quite honest.
Don't you think this kind of highlights the amount of fear that we live under all the time now?
Oh, don't even get me started about
that. Because, like, a low-flying plane now is terrifying. It's not a novelty.
They cleared the White House because a plane flew over
the baseball game.
Yeah.
Like, so if we don't also immediately think terrorist, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in the traditional sense, we think that something odd or, like, out of place like that could be the precursor to some mass shooter event.
Yeah,
you know, so that's not necessarily, I don't know.
Our criminal imaginations are
definitely primed. What I'm trying to say is that we live in a lot of fear now, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
that's why I gave it up.
You're really good at that. Me, I dive right into it. I lean in hard. So quick postscript to this, though. According to various internet sources, which are always
the most reliable thing I turn to.
One of them, dinnerpartydownload.org.
That actually, wait, that's the NPR one?
It's filthy. No, I don't know what it is.
I think my friend Derek, he loves NPR, he mentions this, the Dinner Party Download.
Okay. And then there's also check6.org, which is like a flight website, apparently. Anyway, they both talk about a cocktail called the Late Night Flight that was inspired by Tommy Fitz.
Oh, get out. Yeah. Wait, do you have the recipe?
Yeah, and there's a huge story. Okay, so it's a half ounce of Kahlua.
Okay.
And that's supposed to represent... It's dark.
The dark of the skies.
Like the night.
I love it, yeah.
Then 1.5 ounces of vodka.
Okay.
And that's supposed to be clear, like Tommy Fitz's intention.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's poetic.
1/2 ounce of Chambord.
Oh, okay.
Which is raspberry, as you know. So it's like the raspberries that Tommy Fitz blew at those who doubted him. And then...
The Bronx cheer.
5 blackberries. Okay. And that's to represent the cars parked on Manhattan streets.
Oh, wow.
1 egg white. Those form the fluffy clouds.
Oh, okay. The
whips. Then a dash of simple syrup, sweet like victory. So it's supposed to be this layered representation.
And 2 drops of Tabasco for the fire in his heart.
So it's like a layered representation of New York's nighttime sky. So you do the Kahlua as the base.
Okay.
And then in a separate glass, you muddle the blackberries, add Chambord, and 1 ounce of vodka. And then shake with ice. You strain it into a layer over the Kahlua.
Okay.
Is everyone following along? Write this down.
Yeah, I'm drawing a mental picture.
In another mixing glass, you shake the egg white, the syrup, and the remaining 1/2 ounce of vodka.
Shaken, not stirred.
Right. You just shake it up to create an emulsion. And you layer that foam on the top, like the clouds. And then you chug one and go jump in a Cessna.
You go steal a plane.
That's
I'm
right.
loving it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go get some Chambord.
So there you go. That's it. That's all I have for you today.
That was a fun
nice
one.
Nice little shorty. You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram.
Where?
Did you know that?
I've been told.
Instagram's super fun. It's
I was
out of
in
control.
This gas station bathroom. I saw it written on the wall. It said, for a good time, check out Ridiculous Crime on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah. My handiwork. You found it. Got a tip for us about a ridiculous crime that you'd like to hear about, or if you want to confess to a ridiculous crime, email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Other than that, tune in next time, my friends.
We'll be waiting for you.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by beautiful Skylark Dave Kustin. Research is by air traffic controller Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Thomas, I can totally land there, Lee, and Travis, look out blue, Dutton. Executive producers are aircraft mechanic Ben Bolin and befuddled taxi driver Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.